auditor.
Okay, just hold on one moment. Who's going to do this competition?
I'll find out here.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse will serve as your lead this afternoon, sir. So please just hold on, sir.
Okay.
It'll just take a second to get this paperwork started here. All right, Mr. Coppinger, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
John G. Coppinger, 120546.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest.
Okay.
You were notified about this hearing on May 25th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that? Vaguely, huh? The reason this is important is on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could have hired at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you could represent yourself. So which is it today? Do you have an attorney or represent
No, I don't. Also, I'm doing another sentence already. I have another 3 years to go on that. All I wanted to really do is make sure that this wouldn't affect that at all.
Okay. Let me ask our community corrections officer to see if you have any information. Do we have a new felony?
Yes.
Okay.
He was found guilty of aggravated DUI on April 20th, 2018, and sentenced to 4.5 years in the Arizona Department of Corrections.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Coppinger. Well, that'll just shorten your hearing a little bit, but we still have to do some part of it just for formality.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so here are the board members who are conducting your hearing, although you can't see us. You'll probably hear from several of us. We have the Honorable Lee Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, and the Honorable Michael Johnson, and then my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today.
Okay.
Also with us in the room, and you just heard him speak a moment ago, is Mr. Westby, and he's Community Corrections Officer with the department. So he represents the department and your parole officer in these hearings.
Okay,
so before we start, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Coppinger and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Coppinger?
I do.
I do.
Mr. Westby, thank you both. Mr. Coppinger, your hearings are normally conducted in two phases, but because this one you have the new charge, this will kind of be we'll do phase one, and then phase two will be kind of abbreviated, just so you know. And for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations to you, and I need you to respond whether they're true or false as I read them.
Yes, indeed.
Right. Oh, yes, indeed. Well, the DR number may be pertinent to the felony.
Yes,
so,
that's
correct. So, okay. So, ordinarily I would give you the option to remain silent, which I guess you can do that. So, either true or false, or you can remain silent on these. So, here's the first allegation. Is that you were in violation of condition number 5 as demonstrated by your operating a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license with alcohol in your system on or about July 22nd, 2017. So, Mr. Coppinger, is this true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
I mean, I disputed myself, but I had to find guilty on it, so I guess it doesn't really matter. It's true.
Yeah, and the reason you have the right to remain silent is these hearings are recorded, and that they could be subpoenaed into court, but I think it's kind of a moot point at this point. Okay, so that's allegation number one, and then allegation number two is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about July 22nd, 2017, per a breathalyzer test on July 22nd, 2017. So again, Mr. Coppinger, true, false, or remain silent?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Coppinger's admission and in allegations 1 and 2, I move to find him delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal race or company. And I further move to revoke his community supervision on the basis that he has received a new felony and will be serving an additional sentence with the Department of Corrections.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Coffinger, it's kind of a formality, but the board has to vote to revoke your community supervision because obviously your time will be recalculated now with the new sentence added on. So do you have any questions?
Hold on just a minute.
Uh-huh.
So I already have a release date in the computer for this charge I'm on now. So what I'm asking is, does this affect that?
You know, the
one to talk to us said that he was going to run together with this sentence, so.
Yeah, and you know, we don't have access to information. We're a separate agency from corrections. So your best bet would be talk to your CO3 and get a firm date from them because they know what they're doing. We don't have that information.
Okay,
sir. Thanks so much for participating in your hearing. Wish you the best. Thank you. Your hearing's concluded.